Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the people. This week's experience, my first 2 weeks with my Kaleidoscape Terra 12. I'm going to tell you all about it, how it's changed me, how it's changed my theater, how much fun it is, how slick it is. Slick. What an experience. Can't wait for you guys to hear about it. I can't wait to talk about it more. Let's go.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Hey, everybody. If you're new to the podcast or this video on YouTube, normally when I sit down here, I sit down to break down the experience of a movie. I break down the scenes and all the fun stuff that we like there. But I also like to break down the overall experience in our theaters. And I had to do this video. I've been a big fan of Kaleidoscape since their inception in early 2000s. I think it was 2003, 2004. I read about them in a magazine, and I was blown away. I loved the idea of just at a few clicks of a button to be able to have access to all of my movies. But it was super expensive. It was $40,000 ballpark, right? In the early days. So that was way outside of my reach. As with a lot of technology, things come back down. And it became closer and closer, and I was lucky enough. I've had my Kaleidoscape for 2 weeks now, and the initial experience with this it's something I've never expected before. We'll get into that. And the other thing is, what I really was looking forward to on this, and I didn't even understand it until I experienced it firsthand, is the access to the best possible video content. And what I mean by that is we are all in the home theater. You're only as strong as your weakest link in your system. I've always tried to feed my system the strongest possible information. And this goes way back to my early days in home theater. I started in the 80s and I had VHS. Started with that, and I wanted to get a better picture and better sound out of my VHS, and the only way at that time to do that was to get a hi-fi VHS player, four-head VHS player, which actually read it differently. You got a better sound out of that. From there, I progressed to Laserdisc, and you've got better sound out of that. You got a better picture out of that. And this is all going to like a 380, I believe, 360 lines of resolution on a 32-inch Sony Trinitron television. But I wanted to have the best possible content. I wanted to feed my system the best. I knew if that was strong, then I could base everything else off of that. At least I could, as I upgraded, I would have the best, each piece of equipment that is, I would have the best possible outcome. And of course, we progressed to DVD. In those days, there was a big argument between DVD and Laserdisc. Is it better? Is it not? It's smaller. There were advantages and disadvantages to each of them. Then, of course, Blu-ray comes out. Clear advantage over DVD because now we're getting into high definition. Then 4K comes out. 4K UHD comes out. Those Blu-rays come out. Now we have another clear advantage there. We have a higher resolution. So now we get into what is that the best? Well, discs are limited by size. Okay, so you can only put so much information on a disc. Kaleidoscape, there's no limit. I didn't really understand that until I was able to see firsthand. I should say see and hear firsthand. Started to look into it a little bit further. We'll get into that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about my chain. The first piece in everybody's chain is the source. So my sources right now are an Apple TV 4K, always the latest generation for my theater in my home. If they come out with a new one, I grab the newest version of Apple TV 4K. I find that that puts out the best, most consistent picture and sound quality. I also have a Panasonic UDP 820. Before that, I had the Oppo 203 4K player because I found that obviously, read all the websites, read all the information online. Those are the best at giving you the best picture and best sound for your theater. I also got a Zapiti Pro 4K. There are multiple Zapiti versions. It's a media player that are under them. At the time I bought that, that was the highest end that they had. I wanted to have the best possible picture and sound out of my media player. Obviously, I upgraded recently to the Kaleidoscape Terra 12 with the Stratos C player. The only upgrade from here for me for the Kaleidoscape is more hard drives. That's what the Terras are. So to explain exactly how the Kaleidoscape system works is you have a Stratos C, which is the, I use the C as like, it's the computer. It reads the information. That is your source that goes directly into your receiver or television display device. You're going to want to put this into a receiver to get the full surround sound. The Terra part, the 12, that's just a hard drive. Suffice it to say is that's where your movies get stored. So a Terra 12 will hold about 200 4K movies. But what's really cool is as you download your movies, it keeps telling you there's a little check you can check on the system. It'll tell you you have this much space for this many more 4K movies, HD movies, and standard movies. Pretty cool. Anyways, when I got my system, super easy to connect. I wanted to do this. I bought the system myself. I installed it myself, and it was super easy. It was literally, it's two pieces. The Strato C is connected. You connect it to a Ethernet cable. You have to run all of this through Ethernet. You connect it to your Ethernet system in your house, and you connect an HDMI out into my receiver. And that's it. Then the Terra 12 just gets an Ethernet cable. And that's how the information goes back and forth. That's it. It all communicates through the Ethernet, your Ethernet system in your house. You cannot use Wi-Fi with this. It won't. There's too much information being exchanged back and forth. So that's it. It powered up. The screen that I got, it told me to go on a website. I went on their Kaleidoscape website, signed up for an account, and I was off and running. Pretty simple. It's probably one of the most simple things I've ever set up. And then you get into the nitty gritty, and I'll be doing other videos on stuff like that, on how to tweak your system and how to get a bunch of other things right. But this is just about the overall experience and how quick and easy it was. And like I said, we'll get to it about the having the best possible picture and sound. All right, let's move along to the rest of my system, the rest of the links in my chain. From the Kaleidoscape or from the source, all of my sources are fed into a Denon X6300H receiver. That's an 11.1 channel receiver. I am running all 11 channels and two subwoofers. That's the final link in the chain that I'll get to in a second. All of that is connected. All of these are connected with 8K certified HDMI cables, 4K ultra certification, I should say. Okay. From the Denon, the image goes directly to a Lumigen Radiance Pro 422. From there, I'm feeding everything into a Sony VPL VW295ES ISF certified calibrated projector. All of that onto a 110-inch Stewart StudioTech 100 screen. My speakers, all of that is going into three NHT C-Series studio, bookshelf speakers across the front, four NHT Super Zeros at ear level around me, side rears and rear rears, two SVS PB2000 subwoofers, and four overhead Yamaha two-way in-ceiling speakers. I've had this particular theater for 20 years. I say all that to tell you that when you experience everything in your room, it's completely different than if you go to and do a demo at somebody else's room, but it's not yours. So you have no, you really can't compare things because it's not your system. If you bring a piece of equipment into your chain, into your system, it really helps you see the pros and cons of that piece. Because if you add something and it doesn't sound as good, it's easier to say, oh, okay, that degraded my system. That's not what I'm used to. If it, if you add a piece that makes the system, you're like, oh, I haven't seen or heard that before. It's your system. You've been in your, you know, everything going on in your system. Gives that a little bit more credibility. The experience I had in my system when I added the Kaleidoscape was actually unbelievable. And I had a lot of trouble believing what I was seeing and hearing. First movie I downloaded was Star Wars A New Hope. Every time I upgrade something in my theater, I always use Star Wars A New Hope. It's the reason I got into home theater. When that scene, the opening scene of that movie played, and you hear that John Williams score, there was levels of sound to that score that I hadn't heard before. And my son was sitting with me, sitting right next to me in the chair, and I'm like, he goes, it sounds great to me. And honestly, he was like, I don't hear a difference, but Dad, I don't hear things you hear. I don't see things you see. And I'm like, okay, all right. I'm like, am I just loving this because I just paid the money for this? Or am I loving it because it's really there? So then I started to do some ABs. Or I should say A, B, C, and Ds. I compared the Kaleidoscape to the Zepedi. I compared the Kaleidoscape to my disc on the Panasonic. I compared it to the streaming on Disney Plus through my Apple TV 4K. And every single time I heard or saw something a little bit better, heard something a lot better, especially going from streaming to the Kaleidoscape. And I couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't understand why. I'm like, because from my understanding is you were supposed at least a 1-to-1. That's what you would be getting. It should at least be as good as the disc. But this seemed better. And it was not dramatically, not like a huge, like, wow, what a difference. But it was tangible. And I could, and like I said, especially with the sound, it seemed to be like notes of sound were at different heights in my room that I hadn't heard before. So I started to do more research and started to talk to some friends of mine that did have Kaleidoscapes before me. And I was like, are you noticing this? And even they laughed at me like, well, you know, it's that mental thing. You buy something and you want it to be better. And then one of my friends said, hey, as you're upgrading your movies, be sure to pay attention to the gigabytes. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, if you go on Blu-ray.com, and you look at the size of the discs, you'll see that some movies only get 60, they're only 66 gigabyte discs. And I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, Disney's notorious for it. They only put everything out in 66 gigabyte discs. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So I start looking it up and I'm like, yep, all Disney movies, meaning all Marvel movies, all of these different movies that Disney produces, they use a 66 gigabyte disc. And not to disparage Disney, because there's a reason for it. Sony uses a 100 gigabyte disc, but there are some flaws with that. If you don't have a UDP 820 or one of Sony's particular players, those are 3-layer discs. And some players have trouble reading those 3-player discs. They'll just freeze up and they'll have issues. Go online and look it up. There's like people have issues with that stuff. But here's the problem. Star Wars, A New Hope is a 71.5 gigabit file on Kaleidoscape. That won't fit on a 66 gigabyte disc. So there's that much more. There's over 5 gigabytes of information on there compared to the disk. Is that what I'm hearing? And I was like, maybe. And as I'm talking to my friend, I'm like, you're telling me maybe I was hearing it because I wanted to hear it, but now, and he's like, yeah, it's going to be better. And I was like, there you go. So I started, as I started to explore this, and you can do this yourself. You can go on, you know, go on Blu-ray.com, look it up, and you'll see how many gigabytes each disc has available to it. And then you can go on Kaleidoscape.com, and you don't have to have an account. I've been doing it for months and months now, you know, anticipating me getting my player. Well, you go on Kaleidoscape.com and you can click on, you know, download size, and it'll tell you how many gigabytes it is. So 5 gigabytes seems like a lot. A lot of these Disney Marvel movies are like 80 something gigabytes. That's 20 gigabytes difference. Then go to Endgame. As a 3-hour movie, it takes 103.3 gigabytes on the Kaleidoscape. That's a huge file. That's compared to a 66 gigabyte version that's on the disc. That's a lot of information. That's like over 37 gigabytes of information. And these are some of my favorite movies. I love action movies. Terminator 2, I think it's 73 gigabytes, and that's only put out on a 66 gigabyte disc. So to give you an idea, a light bulb went off in my head. So to give you an idea on what this means in real world situations, like that you can experience yourself, I talk to a lot of my listeners and stuff. We talk on Twitter all the time. And one thing we've always said is that Sony discs seem to be so much better. They're just so consistently good. They have really good sound, really good picture compared to other companies, right? Sony, just so good. Venom, regardless of how you feel about the movie, the picture quality, the sound quality, it looks great. All of these different movies by Sony look and sound so good. To give you an idea on like maybe why that is they're always on a 100 gigabyte disc, as opposed to some of these other companies where you're like, oh, it's a little lacking here, or it's not as good there. They're on a 66 gigabyte disc. So you're getting the maximum quality in a 100 gigabyte disc. That's something you can experience at home. Watch a 100 gigabyte disc, watch a 66 gigabyte disc, and you'll be able to see. Now, there's a lot of movies that are under 66 gigabytes, so it would fall in and probably look pretty good. My point is, that's how you, like, the more gigabytes, the cleaner, the better the picture, and the better the sound, you're getting more information. You're not hampered by disc size using a Kaleidoscape. That, to me, that was one of the reasons I wanted one in the first place, but now experiencing it firsthand, and then going and doing that, made me do that deep dive, and you look at it and go, wow, that totally makes sense. If you're a person that wants to have that best possible picture and sound, wow, you Kaleidoscape is, that's what that is for. Only as technology grows, discs become less and less capable because they're storing. I mean, look at Lord of the Rings, those movies, the extended versions, you need 2 discs to do that. Now you get into Laserdisc days where you had to get up and flip the disc. Well, on a Kaleidoscape, the movie just keeps on playing. Now, of course, in a 4-hour movie, you're going to have to get up and go and use the bathroom anyways. But there's a nice little intermission button on your Kaleidoscape too. My point is, you are getting the best possible picture and best possible sound. You have that capability. And I always just want that ability to have access to the best possible version of anything. So if you have any questions regarding any of that information, any questions about, just, you know, hit me up in the comment section. You can reach me on Twitter. All the links are in the show notes for stuff like that. Love to talk about scenes, and I love to talk about movies. But now let's talk about building your collection, because part of what happens with the Kaleidoscape is you need to repopulate your collection again. So there are multiple, there are ways to get into, you know, you can use your discs to get, do an upgrade program. I haven't experienced that yet. I need to get access to an Alto player and stuff like that, but it is possible. But let's just say, like myself right now, you got to buy everything over again. I don't find that, and I'm an old school guy. I've been doing this since the 80s. I've upgraded my collection multiple times. I see a lot of people like, oh, you got to upgrade everything. Yeah, that's what happens. I still have over 200 laser discs. They're useless. So had to upgrade them. Had to buy all new DVDs. Bought all my DVDs. Now they're useless. Well, they're not really, because you can use them as coasters. That's pretty cool. It's nice to have a Star Wars coaster lying around the house. Anyways, because Blu-ray came out. Hey, you got bought everything on Blu-ray. Oh, well. Now they got 4K. Now, got to buy everything in 4K over again. Well, now I got a Kaleidoscape. Now I got to buy everything over again. Good news is, there's a very good possibility. I'd never say never. You never know what's going to happen. But there's a very good possibility that this is my last time I'm going to have to buy a complete movie over again. Because as the movies get upgraded, they do that on Kaleidoscape a lot of times for free. Sometimes, most of the time, it's like, oh, okay, we just came out with the 4K version. Instead of having to buy the whole movie over again, it's a small upgrade fee. I don't want to get into pricing here today because I don't want to make this video timely. Like, because who knows, if you're watching this 2 years from now, the pricing will be different. So I don't want to mislead people. But there'll be a price increase. But it's not like you have to buy the whole movie over again. Like, I bought the movie. So say, let's go with Terminator 2. I bought it on VHS, full price. Bought it on Laserdisc, full price. Bought it on DVD, full price. Bought it on Blu-ray, full price. Bought it on 4K, full price. Bought it on Kaleidoscape, full price. All right. Now when it gets an upgrade, guess what? I'm not paying full price. I already own it. If it ever gets upgraded to 8K with HHDR, I don't know what they would add to it. But whatever it is, it's a small price. And it's right there. I always have access to it. I love that. That I have my entire collection, or I don't yet, but I can have my entire collection a few clicks away. Now, those few clicks, I can't explain it to you. I'm going to do the best I can to explain to you on how smooth and slick this is. It is amazing. I've had a Zapedi, and I loved my Zapedi. I love my Zapedi. I have over 600 movies on my Zapedi. The problem is, it's once you get a Kaleidoscape, that feels clunky. And what's clunky about it is you go on a Zapedi, and I've never experienced a Plex, but I got to imagine it's much to the same. You click, you have your collection on the screen, and you go click, 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 down, over. If I want to be in, like, for instance, on the Zapedi, the whole alphabet comes up and I want to watch Star Wars. So I have to click down to the S, go to the S, click on that, scroll through all my S movies till I get to Star Wars, click on that. Then when that opens, it goes boom, boom, boom. You know, you'll see the selection of Star Wars movies. I got to scroll to the Star Wars movie I want to watch. Bang, click on that. All right, now the menu comes up for that. Click. Now I'm into the movie. It starts playing. Great. That is slick. It is faster than putting a disc in, because it just clicks away. The Kaleidoscape, boom. It's like, where is it? And you can use it on your phone, on your screen, on your phone. You just slide to it and it's like, whoop, go over to Star Wars, click on it, boom, enter, playing. So slick. It's so fast. Using it with my Harmony remote control. Click over to Star Wars, it's right there. You can go alphabetical, you just put in S, boom, there it is. And it's like, it just moves so much smoother. And that's why I call it slick. It feels smoother, it feels slippery. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. You have to experience it for yourself, like I said, in your system. And then, never mind all of that, those are the movies that I own. And I'm up to almost 30 that I own already in 2 weeks. Go to their store. There's a button on your remote to go to the store, and it's every movie Kaleidoscape has. Right sitting here in my chair, looking at my screen, it's like you own everything or have access to every movie Kaleidoscape has. You have access to it sitting in your chair. You click on it, and that's what's great about the Terra system, is say you click on a movie, and I've done this, like, so Bourne Identity. I downloaded that one the other day from my chair, and I said, I want it, hit buy, boom, you put in your 4-digit passcode right from your chair. 10 minutes later, it was there. It takes about 10 minutes to download if you're at optimum speed. If your system, depending on your system, I have all my downloads listed. Some of them took up to 20 minutes because it was, you know, slow speeds around, you know, it was a busy time around the house and the internet was a little slower here, but I have a 1 gig connection so I can get those 10 minute downloads. Bang. 10 minutes later, I have Bourne Identity ready to go. Sit, never left my chair because I just went and I watched another movie, watched some scenes, checked the download. Oh, there's Bourne Identity. Boom, right there, ready to go. If I didn't want to buy it, I could have just rented it for $7.95. That I know, maybe that'll change. Who knows? But at the time, it was $7.95. I could rent it. Top quality, the best quality of that movie, but you're renting it. That I have never had the ability to do. There weren't a lot of 4K rental places around me, and it was very difficult. I am now 10 minutes away from renting any movie that's available, and it's just in 4K, HDR, Atmos, DTSX. All of those things are available, and if I just want to rent it, like say a movie, what did I rent? I've rented 3 movies. I got my screen open right here. Let me move around because they come up. I downloaded them already. They're on my screen. Oh, The Kingsman. There's a good example. The latest movie, The Kingsman, just came out. It's out for rental. And I rented it because my buddy had told me it was pretty good. Okay, I own the other 2 Kingsman movies, but I only watched a couple times. And this one here, I heard, was pretty good. So I was like, instead of buying it, I'll rent it. Because I know I'm getting the best quality. Most of my physical media collection, a lot of it, are movies that I've watched once because I had to own it because that was the best possible version. I needed to own that to be able to get the best possible version because trying to rent it was too difficult. So it was just easier to stop off for $24 and buy the thing at Best Buy or buy one on Amazon and have it show up a day or two later. Well, now I can rent it for $7.95 and have it in 10 minutes. Believe me, I'm not trying to say that Kaleidoscape is a way to save money, but I have a Terra 12. I only have, 12 terabytes of a system. So maybe I don't need a huge system because maybe I'm not going to be buying as many movies as I used to because these one-off movies, I just rent them. And if I really like The Kingsman and I decide to keep it, I can keep it for a fee. They'll take some money off the purchase price because I'd already rented it. I think you have like 30 days to do that. I'm only 2 weeks in, so I don't know yet. A fantastic, fantastic system. And the reason I say system is because Kaleidoscape really is. It's a system. It's not a player. It's not just like the hard drive, the Terra. It's an overall system. And what's really cool, your phone becomes part of the system wherever you are in the world. Okay. If you have an iPad, that becomes part, it can become part of the system. I haven't used that a lot. I've sat here with it. There's an app called Second Screen that you can do even more stuff with it. I'll probably do a video on that too. I haven't really totally experienced that yet. Maybe when I review a movie using my Kaleidoscape, which that's what I'm going to be doing going forward. Every movie will be through the Kaleidoscape. And I'll use that part of the system. But the phone, I love the phone. And usually if a piece comes with a phone app, I usually don't use that. I like to have everything through my Harmony Elite because somebody walks in my room, it's tactile, you got buttons, and that's great. It works great. I figured out how to map that and everything works great. The entire system runs smooth, but I'm also looking at upgrading my remote system because if I hit play, I would like my lights to dim and the Kaleidoscape will do that. It'll actually make it so if you have masking, automatic masking, it'll actually set the proper aspect ratio. Okay. I don't have that. I have manual masking. Speaking of manual masking, if you do like to mask your movies, if you have manual masking or automatic masking, the Kaleidoscape will take and set the subtitles inside the frame. I've already set that up and I love it. Captain America, Winter Soldier, Bourne Identity at the beginning, you see those subtitles. I'm not really sure. I didn't actually go in A, B, and C if those actually fall into the masking when you have masking up. But how many times have you been watching a movie, if you have masking, and the subtitles fall into your masking? And I use Black Velvet, really grabs the light. Nothing comes back off of that. So if your subtitles go into that, you can't read the bottom part of it. Well, there's a setting on the Kaleidoscape. Move all subtitles inside your, you know, CinemaScope screen or whatever it is. That way it's always visible. I love that. Little tiny details. And that's the other thing that's great about Kaleidoscape is that I've did a video months and months ago. Kaleidoscape is super passionate. If there's a thing on the app on the phone that you can scroll over for feedback and they have different sections, it's like six different sections to send them feedback, questions, answers. I've sent them a couple. I actually sent them a question about the remote. So I found a button on the remote that I can jump 3 seconds back, which when I'm reviewing movies is fantastic because now I can really dial in that scene. And I jump 3 seconds back and I asked them, I'm like, is there a button to jump, like say 5 seconds forward or, you know, a corresponding button to that replay button? And they said, no, we don't have anything like that yet, but we can ask the engineering department. And depending on, you know, where that falls in priority, we can look at that certainly, but you know, they probably have more pressing matters, but just the fact that they would even entertain the idea is fantastic to me because like, who am I? I'm a little podcaster. And I was just like, hey, I like this button. Is there another one? Oh, well, no, but we could look into it. But who knows? Maybe it shows up in 2 years. And I mean, because I'm sure they have bigger things to do than, hey, this guy is thinking he likes a button that goes forward. But they did. Maybe they'll look into, I don't know. That's fantastic. They love to give you the best possible experience in your theater. And I have another story that'll come out in a future podcast about a listener, one of my listeners that has a Kaleidoscape. He found something and I can't wait to tell that story because it really tells you how much Kaleidoscape cares about the quality that they're putting out. Scenes, like I said before, that when I'm trying to do scenes, I'll do another video on that, but you can set up your own demo scenes. And I've already set one up and I have Star Wars in there. I have Terminator in there. And I think I have an Avengers scene all from 3 different movies. And I hit play. If I want to bring somebody into my room, I can go to the scene and go show off these quick scenes and be like, this one here has this. This is boom. I don't have to jump from movie to movie. They're all right there. Again, super slick. So cool. So cool. So I'll wrap up with this. Have you ever been like watching TV and you're scrolling through HBO, HBO Max or Showtime or something and you see a movie and you're like, oh, I really want to see that. Oh, but wait, I own that on 4K, which I know is way better than anything you're going to get through cable or even streaming. So you go and you're like, all right, I got to go get the disc and put the disc in and be able to watch it. Or you just flat out don't even watch it because you don't want to get up and do that. Right. So you just keep going until you find something that you're not going to, you know, you'll find a TV show or something. I have a buddy that does this. And so now you didn't even get to see it. You're like, oh, well. Well, with this, your TV, your television becomes like your previews, because you'll scroll through it. And then all of a sudden, if I'm sitting here and I scroll by and I see, oh, hey, you know what? I haven't seen Lord of the Rings in a while. Two clicks change my input, especially in my theater with the remote. Boom. Now I'm on my Kaleidoscape. Boom. There it is. Lord of the Rings. If I don't own it already, I just hit, it's like two more clicks and I could rent it. Or I just have to buy it and I got to wait a few minutes. So then I go back to TV while it's downloading, watch a couple things. Boom. It's right there. You don't have to get up. You don't have to do anything, and you're getting the best possible quality. It just makes everything so much more simple. It's such, like I said, it's a system. It's a fantastic system. If anybody is in my area and would, if you want to reach out to me, I would love to give you the opportunity to demo this. If you know my area, that's how I'll put this out. I know it's going out on YouTube and stuff. Reach out to me through DM or email. I would love to give you an opportunity to demo it if you're serious about it, if you would like to experience it. Again, like I said before, it's not the same as demoing it in your theater, but it, you would be, we could AB some stuff and we could do A, B, C, and D, and you could see the difference and the differences and really get to experience that for yourself. So thank you everybody for watching. Thank you everybody for listening. If you're new to this podcast, if you came here just because of the Kaleidoscape, I appreciate you for pushing play and listening and watching. Typically I do a podcast every week and I review a movie, not in the normal way. I do it in like, I review the scenes, the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the experiences, right? And that's what we have fun with here. And I think this Kaleidoscape is, I know, because I've already experienced it, I know it's going to make my life easier. It's going to make it, it's going to make my experience better in my room. It already has. Absolutely love it. But if you would like to communicate with me, you can leave messages on YouTube in the comments. You can email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com, or you can reach out on Twitter. You can DM me or tweet at me on Twitter at @brightsidehT. Great way to support the podcast too, because we get conversations going on Tuesdays. I do a Takeover Tuesday podcast where the listeners take over. Guest listeners come on the show and we talk. It's for hours. 2 hours at a time, just talk home theater. We talk about all different things, whatever they want. But I also answer questions and comments about home theater experiences there. So you can, you know, support the show like that. I also have a Patreon account. If you want to support me monetarily, really appreciate it. Not necessary, but you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and support the podcast that way. But most importantly is just hit the like button, support me, you know, leave a review on iTunes or on your podcast subscriber. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody, for watching this. Hopefully it was helpful. Any questions, any comments, let me know. All the links are in the show notes. But I'll be back on Tuesday with another listener taking over, and I'll be reviewing a movie next week. Have a great week, everybody. And, go push play.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.
Hey everybody. It's giveaway time. Nope, I am not giving away a Kaleidoscape, but I know this is a Kaleidoscape video and audio podcast, but I want to put my money where my mouth is in that I have always supported and will always support physical media. I'm going to be giving away 3 Spider-Man No Way Home 4K discs. To enter, you need to either be a Patreon supporter. I'm going to give one away to my Patreon supporters. I'm going to give away one to my Twitter followers. And I'm going to be giving away one to my listeners. So I will be announcing this next week. But for the people that see and hear this, I consider you my listeners / followers. What you need to do is if you say on Twitter, I love the Kaleidoscape, maybe someday, That's the quote. I don't expect everybody to get this, but I do love the Kaleidoscape, and it's been a dream of mine to get one someday. Hopefully you guys can get there. If you already have one, you know what I'm talking about. But just to enter to win and get yourself as many chances as you want, just tweet out at BrightsideHT, love the Kaleidoscape, love the idea, maybe someday. Maybe someday is what I want to see. Every time that gets tweeted with me tagged, that's going to get entered. So you can say that as many times as you want. Just keep retweeting. And you have to tweet, you have to tag at Kaleidoscape as well. Okay, that's going to be the announcement. Next week when I, actually, that's my announcement now. Next week when I announce it, I'm just going to be saying, all you need to do is follow me. And then that'll be, the followers will get one, but no additional anything. Patreon supporters, I will pick one person from my Patreon supporters. They will get one. But then for the listeners that keep retweeting this, every one of those will get an entry. So you can tweet it, and I'm going to be giving it away on the Friday before it comes out. I don't have the date off the top of my head, but I will be announcing it on the Friday's podcast before it comes out. So Spider-Man No Way Home is going to come out on a Tuesday. You will know in that Friday morning podcast what, who, if you won. So I will be tweeting that out. I will be tweeting out an announcement next week. Good luck to everybody, but please just, you know, tweet that, tweet about the Kaleidoscape, maybe someday at Kaleidoscape, and you'll enter to win as many times as you want. Spider-Man No Way Home, fantastic movie, fantastic 4K. Can't go wrong. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great time, and go push play.